Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We always have good fellowship here together, and we thank God for you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We desire, as always, all the callers as we come in, amen, to bring the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners, call and give their biblical experiences that we can all grow thereby. Father, we thank you right now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, look upon these callers and the messengers. Oh God, and we are coming together in unity. You said in your word, Lord, where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Lord, we agree and we understand, amen, God, that we have a portion, we have a duty ourselves to carry out the gospel. We have a duty ourselves to touch the minds of those around us with the truth. And we ask now, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, oh God, it would touch the minds of those that are calling, those that are listening, wherever they might be, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now for unity and strength. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. Well, God bless you again. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. They can call in and hear some biblical experiences, and amen, that we can all strengthen our weak parts. Amen. If you want to grow in any field, and people go out and get tutors, you get mentors, someone that has more experience, more insight than they are, and that they have, and they can be more strengthened and be more skillful and more knowledgeable in that area. Amen. So that's what we're trying to do here at Block Talk. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, when we come together and discuss matters and subjects and dreams and visions and prophecy, amen, to try to learn from each other, because you never know what click your understanding and enlighten you. God has given us his written word, his logos. Amen. Amen. But we're looking for the Rhema. We're looking for the Rhema word, the right now word, amen, to help us walk from day to day. In the book of the Gospel according to St. Luke, and the subject matter is, amen, have the church today, is it outdated? We know each believer is a call out unit of its own, or we are the church, we are the unit, we are the organism. But the congregation, talking about the congregation, amen, and the building, but the congregation that's within, amen, the building. And today's time, more emphasis on, they're calling it the church, the building with the congregation. Amen. But the Bible talks about that we are the church. We are the call-out ones. Amen. But we're more discussing now, looking at the congregation. Amen. And the according to St. Luke, and we're going to begin reading starting at the sixth verse. Jesus was talking here. And beginning at the sixth verse of St. Luke 13 chapter, and we also express, what type of Bible do you have? What type of Bible do you have? Amen. You should research what you are studying, because of the fact your Bible will be with you the rest of your life. That is God's written truth. That is God's message to you. Amen. You can pick it up any time of the day, the night, the week, carry it with you. Amen. And pray over it, read over it, memorize it, meditate on it, because that's what you live by. God, God is the last authority in Christianity. Amen. And we follow it, and sometimes we're seeking direction and instruction from it. So make sure what you invest in. Always say start out with the King James Bible. Amen. King James. Then we go from there, the Amplified Bible, the American Standard Bible, the New International Bible. Amen. And you have the other Bibles that you read along with. Amen. And making sure that you have the right Bible is so important. Amen. That what you have, there's so many, many written words out there, there are many subjects out there. Jesus even said it early in the latter part of his ministry. Amen. He was saying there would be many, many false teachers, many false prophets. Amen. So the enemy has brought, and I always like to use the expression, amen, he brought truckloads and busloads and shiploads and planes, airplanes load of false teachers and flooded the land. Amen. So you have to find the truth. You have to look for it. Amen. And be among the right people that you know been living godly. And when you pick up a Bible, you might be young in Christ, and it'll be one subject all the way through the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. Amen. It's a story about God redeeming his people through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you take out a part, if you don't like the old, you don't have nothing new, because what you have is the old. You have to have the beginning of the history of the world. Amen. And all the way through, and Jesus came on the scene. Amen. He brought good news. So not but one message all the way through the Bible. Amen. The coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. So invest, make sure you properly invest it. Have the right Bible. Search it out and study it out for yourself. Cross-reference with the King James. It might be said, that's Old English. So, well, yes. But make sure the one you're reading, you can correspond with the old, I mean King James, and you know you're on the right track. Amen. They are American Standard, the New English for today. But make sure you have something you invest in your life and your soul into. We're looking at the book of St. Luke, the 13th chapter, and the 6th verse. It said, and he spake a parable. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in the vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dressers of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbleth it the ground? And he answering and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I dig about it and dug it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching on the synagogue on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman, a man which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bound together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmities. All right, we're talking about, number one, we have to go way back a little bit, amen, back into the beginning of time, amen, the book of Genesis, to get the mind of God, amen. Nobody know the mind of God, but we can get some kind of pattern, amen, and understanding. When God created the heavens and the earth, and Adam was such a genius, in all areas. Amen. But one thing, when God created the heavens and the earth, and you can see his existence now, those that argue the Bible is wrong, the Bible is this, and the Bible is that. Amen. But if you look in the beginning of time, and those that believe in, and we believe that God is the creator of all mankind, and God created the world and everything in it. Amen. And we'll find that when God created the heavens and the earth, in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, and we're going to just read a scripture here, amen, to see where we're going here. In 27th verse, the first chapter of Genesis, so God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seeds, and which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seeds, to you it shall be meat, be for meat. All right, now look again in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation. We're looking at the book of Revelation, and we're going through old documents and new documents, the old covenant and the new covenant. Amen. And we'll find in the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter, he was giving us, amen, about where we're going and what the new heaven and the new earth going to be about. Amen. The word of God take you, he doesn't hide anything from us. Amen. He let us know, he promised and let us know, amen, what we are living for. He's promising, amen. Revelation 22nd chapter, and in the beginning with the first verse, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystals, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the tree, in the midst of the street of it, on every side of the river, were there tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruits every month. And the leaves of the trees was for the healing of the nation. Amen. So what we're talking about here, amen, God is a good businessman. He's not a man, but he, amen, what he created was to reproduce. Everything God created was in the line of reproduction. Amen. From the beginning of time to the even in the new heaven and new earth, amen, God created things to reproduce, amen, to grow. Amen. It created and everything God put his hands in, amen, he wants to be get profitable to show his glory. You know, the enemy come to destroy, to kill, and to steal, Jesus said. And, you know, in the beginning of time, Satan took a third of the host. He didn't create nothing. He didn't buy nothing. Amen. But he started stealing. And he came down to the earth. Amen. And he's trying to destroy. Amen. He doesn't move anything directly, but taking what God has created and have it produced towards him. Amen. And God, amen, he is the master builder. He's the master creator. Amen. And so in the beginning of time, everything God made was good and still is good. Amen. So in this approach here about the church, the congregation, the building, today and time, they call it the church, the congregation. Amen. The church, everybody been born again is a church. Amen. We are the call out organism of God. But the daytime, they call in the congregation and the building, the church. And we want to know, and we're discussing here, amen, why there are small congregations, why their congregations are dwelling up, amen, and why some are flourishing, amen, and at the same time, are they outdated? Are they outdated? Now, we'll according to this, amen, Jesus came up and he was talking here concerning the growth, amen, concerning, amen, a tree that's supposed to feed. And Jesus told him, listen, we're going to cut this down. Amen. God said, we're going to cut it down. And the farmer pleaded with the Lord and said, no, Lord, don't cut it down. And show the mercy of God. God said, the farmer said, no, don't cut it down, Lord. Give me another year with it. Give me another year. Amen. And that's the book of Luke, reading out of Luke 13, 6 through 9. Amen. So God always wants production. Amen. He doesn't like stagnation and, amen, laziness and, amen. That's not the right spirit of God. That's not the right spirit of God. But we're looking for, amen, not a problem. We know there's a problem, but we want to look for a solution. We want to look for a solution. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines early. Amen. I know this is a hot topic to some. Amen. And we're not criticizing, but when we come together here at Blog Talk, amen, we're looking for a solution that can help others as well as helping ourselves. Amen. Is the problem, amen, the CEO, you know, CEO of these companies, when they can't produce, they cannot have profit, amen, they eventually fire or lay off or get another CEO. Amen. Get another director, amen, of the company, because that company was set up for profit, for advancement, amen, expansion. So if one of the CEOs is having problems and he can't produce, amen, they evaluate him and they take him out and put another one in, amen. So here, what is the problem with accountability in the church? If the church is not moving, is it the pastor? Is it the evangelist, or is it the members? Amen. What is the problem? Amen. The world is changing. The world is changing. It's not like it used to be. Amen. So can the church change? Amen. Not necessarily. We're not talking about, amen, for example, if you buy a car, amen, you have the same engine, the transmission, amen. You know, if you know anything about mechanics, the transmission and the engines still must be in the car. You can paint the outside, amen. You can reshift the outside, but those main components, the drivetrain, must stay in the car, amen. If not, it will not operate. It'll fall apart. And if you change too much, you won't have a car. Amen. Like a house, amen. You build a house, you have rooms to sleep, amen. You have bathrooms and kitchens, amen. If you eliminate a lot of these main areas, you won't have something they call, well, that's not a house. You can change the outside and the shapes, amen, but there are certain things the dwelling place need to have. So we're not talking about, amen, the building size, how big it is, how little it is, amen, and all of this, but we're concerned about growth. We're concerned about growth, what it takes to grow today, what they need to do to update, if it's possible. Amen. Things have changed. Constitutions have changed. Amen. Congress, the laws have changed. Amen. And I know this might be a strong subject. Amen. But we need to talk about it. All right. We can go to our lines as well. As always, here, those on for the first time, thank God for being here for you. Amen. You can put one on your phone and you can dial in and 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about update. The things need to be updated, or is it already updated? Amen. And those of you that's, amen, been on the first time, or you just push one, you don't have to get off your phone. And, man, if you have a dream, a vision God has shown you, about the changing, the things that are happening in this world, and you believe that it is going to happen to where it's going to affect the church itself, or you have heard prophecy concerning the church. All right, we have 561, area code 9, last four digits is 9758. God bless you. You're on that.
Greetings, greetings. It is such a blessing to be on the air tonight. We're greeting to Bishop Poole and to the radio land. And the question was asked, are your church's info or whatever is update.
Out.
So let us
outdated.
Outdated. So let us be more wise and be more wisdom that we do what we need to do as far as make sure our documents or whatever, you know, just be sure that we do what we need to do, amen, as far as our documents and stuff.
Okay, all right. So we have one caller with making sure our documents of the state, amen, is up to date. Amen. All right. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. Good to have you. Amen. Amen. So it's a wide subject tonight. Amen. Each and every one. Amen. Kind of an approach that, amen, you know need to be done. Amen. And we're looking at some, the pastor brought up the idea that make sure you all your documents, there are laws and rules have changed. Amen. The government have changed things. Make sure you're up to date with the state itself, wherever you might be, whatever city you're in. Make sure you're updated to operate as a business, religious business. Okay. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. Whoever you are, we want to. That's why we open up the lines early, making sure, amen, everybody can get in tonight and today, wherever you might be listening. Well, this program is being recorded, amen, and you can find us again, amen, at www.jciministries.org, amen, www.jciministries.org, amen. We thank God for each and every one. That is right. You need, if the church is a business, amen, is you operate. Amen. You do obey the law of the land. Amen. In your operation, you have to meet all the requirements of the states that you're in, the cities. Amen. To give you permission. Amen. Because you have assemblies of people. Amen. You're dealing with finance. Amen. In your public places where they have the codes and rules and regulation. Amen. You need insurance. Amen, to carry out certain businesses. Amen. And so that's one thing we have to be mindful of. Amen. The church is God's church, but Jesus did not tell us to break the law of the land. Amen. He did not tell us. He can't have even the commandments. Amen. The argument about, you know, the old commandments is under the law. Amen. Jesus came to fulfill the law. He made it easiest for us to come to God and cut out a lot of the traditional walks and things. He already did it. He already carried out for us, sacrificing. We don't need to do all of that. We accept him as our Lord and Savior. And as we begin to live this world, amen, we turn away from things. We turn away from things. Amen. All right. All right. That's a good a starting point, amen. The congregation today, amen. You are part of the land. Jesus came to Peter. Peter came to Jesus and said, "Lord, we need to pay our taxes." And Jesus instructed him, amen, what to do. He instructed him what to do to pay the taxes, amen. Taxes, amen. Always have been going on in the land. Always from the beginning of time, amen, the government, amen, reaches out to tax their people. for the facilities of the city and the county to update, amen, taking care of the streets and the lights, sewage system and the water systems, amen. So paying taxes has always been with us, always been with us, amen. All right, anyone else have, amen, into the studio tonight? Just press one on your phone. And we're talking about, amen, the church congregation in the building today has been called the church. But we know as individuals, I mean, those that come into the knowledge of Christ, that you are the church. You are the church because Jesus is coming back at his church. Amen. You are the church. You are the called out ones. But we're focusing on, amen, the area of growth. The area of growth. Who's responsible? Who's responsible for the growth of the church? Who's responsible? Or what can be done to inspire the church? Is the church always growing? Is there a season? Amen. Or are there parts of the congregation? Amen. Well, and that's what we want to research it. We want to research it out. All right, we're at 954-4427. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Always great to be on the call. And thank you for the broadcast. This outdate, the church outdated. You know, the business of the physical church itself, the building and where people mm-hmm. gather at, that, you know, every ministry, God will send in the saints who are equipped to help the church to abide by and go along the guidelines or the laws that exist in whatever city or land that they may be in, so that the gospel itself can stay on course and not have to be bothered with the laws for as the building and the operation of the facilities that the services have. God is going to send people in the house who are qualified in those areas to do it. You look at Jesus' ministry. He had a tax collector. He had a physician. He had all these people who were skilled in worldly knowledge that they could perform the duties according to the laws in the land. Even Judas, people might wonder why Judas, being a thief, was put in charge of the treasury. But you have to think about it. Who had more experience in handling money than Judas? And you think about it, who could steal money from Judas? No one. you're not going to get any money away from him. He was qualified to be the treasurer. Mm-hmm. And that's where it is today. They are people in God can provide people within every sanctuary that equipped enough to run the church itself according to the rules and regulations of the city or the land that they're in. But that is so that the gospel itself can be undisturbed and stick with the word of God so that it not be hampered by the laws of the land as it's in.
All right. Very good. Very good. We're running into things that are those that are in the ministry, amen, that you never expected. I know this might be a deep subject a little bit, but it's hoping to widen your understanding, amen, about what the ministry deals with. And today, amen, like I said, there are many different people with skills in the congregation. And whoever is over the congregation, God has to anoint him Amen. People look at anointing different ways, but, amen, Jesus, he set up his church, and he put officers in the church. And if you want to be a leader today, dealing with all type of people, God has to definitely, amen, anoint you for that certain job. Because if you can't get along in your home or your workplace with two or three people, you can imagine dealing with 500, 600, amen. You need to be, amen, God on the cutting edge with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you. God bless you. Amen. Here we heard about have the proper documents. Amen. Today, and have the right people in place. Amen. Because the church is a business. It is a business. And when I began out ministering, amen, we want to get to and make sure we get everybody in. Amen. Talking about the church, is the church outdated? The congregation, the building, is the building on going down? The land is changing. The world is changing. Amen. Can the church be outdated? All right, we're at 561-1413, last four digits. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I was listening in. I came in a little late. I was listening in, but if I'm not mistaken, I think the topic is the church outdated.
Yes.
Or the outdated church? Oh, okay.
Outdated church.
Well, I just yes, sir. Well, I just want to say the inner church of Jesus Christ is never outdated. It's always relevant. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The inner church. And I just want to say this, a little motivation. You can't go to hell for not going inside the church, but you can go to hell for not having the church going on the inside of you.
All right, all right.
God bless
all right.
Y'all, and thank you for what y'all doing. Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Pastor. All right, all right. Yes, we're talking about the physical growth of a church, the physical growth of the church. Amen. It's a wide-open subject. It can go many different ways. I know those that just started ministry, amen, how they started out and all of a sudden they run into, amen, the city counseling and the government. All right, we're now at 754-7506. 754-7, God bless you.
Good afternoon, Bishop. I just want to have a comment. I don't think the church would be outdated. I think people has lost the fear of God and doing things God way. The church would never be outdated because Jesus said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So God don't change. People change. God don't change. And I think a lot of times people have lost the reverence and the respect and the fear of God. Okay.
All right. All right, very good. God bless you. We thank you. But the comment is the people. It's the people inside have lost the fear of God, lost the reverence of God. All right? All right, God bless you for that comment. Amen. We were trying to get in everybody as possibly can tonight on this subject. Amen. It's something that we have to talk about. Amen. If you go to a store or your company, if your company does not have the respect for the CEO, the company, or the whoever's in charge to hand down the work orders and programs, and they just stop working. They just stop working. Who's responsible? The CEO, the foreman, the supervisor, or the workers? Amen. Because every business want to grow. They want to, amen, expand, be successful. Today you have a lot of combining. Big organizations are combining. Amen. Big companies are merging. Amen. All right. We're back at now at 954, last four digits, 4427. 44:27.
When they talk about the word being outdated, it's never outdated. You know, as time go on, you know, we generation after generation, they come with new ideas, but, you know, the gospel stays the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's the people who think that they need to change and update according to the times. You know, and people may think they want to, the church need to be a little more modern, a little more relaxed or whatnot, but that's not the gospel that Jesus preached. And if you think about something, that the four gospels in the New Testament, they were told by four different people, but it was the same message. John the Baptist only preached one message his entire ministry. Jesus preached one ministry, but he made it relevant to whatever territory he went in. If he went near the fishermen, he made his parable relevant to their fishing. And the same what he did when he came near the farmers. It's the generations after generation think that they need to improve on the church and update and make changes, but the gospel itself, it's the same. It never changes.
All right. We thank God for that. Jesus told us to go. He gave the great commandments. We go into all the world, amen, and spread the gospel. Amen. There are many different tools. That's why we're here, amen, using this instrument, communications, amen, is our church specialty. Amen. But the message is still the same. Amen. It's good that we talk about it. We're good to talk about it, and maybe it'll clear up some things, amen, about so much the enemy spread about the church. Amen. The message has to stay the same. And but one way a man can be saved. One way. All right. Times are changing. But the message is not changing. But there are some different ways. Jesus went out. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Those who have a comment, amen. And you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you press 1 on your phone, amen, we'll give you every code and last 4 digits. Amen. We have to, what's been said so far, amen, to keep the church business up to date. Amen. To keep the church, and we're talking about the congregation and the building, not the individual itself, but today time people use the definition of the church. They're talking about the congregation and the building. But we made references so far about all the documents. We have to observe the law of the land because we are business. The church is a business. Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business. You know, you have gathering of people and certain rules and regulation of the city and the state. Amen. They have codes for people coming in, handicapped, the children. And they have certain facilities and responsibilities that you have to meet. But also, God wants us to grow. There's no such thing that apple tree say that's all I'm going to do this year. Amen. I'm not going to produce nothing next year. I'm satisfied. I got a number, and I'm going to stay there. And Jesus, the parable, amen, God always want to advance his people. He's always looking out for more people. He's a good businessman. He created everything to grow. All right. We're looking at now, amen, what we might consider should not be discussed, or should we discuss it, or it doesn't matter. Does it matter to you, or does it matter, amen? But it's important, amen. You're not going to be, you're going to grow today. If you're negative today, if you be careful, next year you'll be negative, amen. If you be Your weight is a problem today. If you don't work on it, you'll be the same problem next year. Amen. So you're growing regardless. Amen. Time is passing. Time is going on. But according to the Word of God, through His Holy Spirit, He always try to improve on you, that you can be a fruit, that you can draw people to you, that you can tell them about Jesus Christ. You can tell them about Jesus Christ. Amen. We have something to offer. Amen. There's an alternative. Amen. Jesus is the answer. He's the answer. But He also is a business. Is it a responsibility? Is it a responsibility for the pastor only, or for the bishop only, or the evangelist only, or the members? Other members to want to produce, to grow, to be a part, be salt in the community, to be a light to those that walk in the streets and they have given up hope. And the world is changing. Things are happening, the storms, the hurricane, the businesses are closing, and some might feel there's no hope, there's nothing to live for. But nevertheless, Jesus is there. Jesus said, I am who I am. Peter was out fishing. He was out going out. Peter had a business. He was a fisherman, and they fished all night. They fished all night. Amen. Sometimes you might feel you in the night. In other words, you can't see the bright of day coming out of a problem. And with God's children, God's people, Jesus will show up. The Holy Spirit will show up. Because 1 John 4:4 says, He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So God always knows what's going on. He always knows what's going on with your life. Amen. When He see that you cannot produce or have a word, a way to better yourself, He'll show up through the Holy Spirit, through a prophecy, through a dream, somewhere. Amen. And Jesus showed up on the shore. And He called and I said, Brother, did you catch any fish? Like He didn't know. And He told him, He said, well, why don't you throw your nets on the right side? So that might be where we are now. Amen. All of us are witnessing to God. All of us have a job to do. Amen. Even when Lazarus came out of the tomb, Jesus called Lazarus out the tomb. He knew he was there. Amen. And Martha and Mary, they was all disgusted why he showed up after 4 days. But Jesus went to the grave. Amen. And rolled the tomb back. Told him to roll the tomb back. Then He called Lazarus. Lazarus came out. Then Jesus told them, I want y'all to take the grave clothes off of Lazarus. So we have something to do. Amen. You might have to take the grave clothes off of somebody. Amen. That you might know. You know they saved. You know they accepted Christ. Amen. But they have some problems, hang-ups that they've been going through in the world. So it might not look like they're a light to the land. You might have a problem adjusting to the changing of the communities, the changing of the land, the walls and rumors of walls, flood washing out churches, floods washing out communities. Amen. So you have people, more people now need more food. They need more clothing. Amen. And you're going to have to, you might have to sacrifice. You know they're in Christ. You know they might have a problem with their debt. And it calls on you. God, will you pray, Lord, help us? The Lord, like He told Moses, He said, Moses, what did I give you? Look at the rod I gave you, Moses. Stretch out the rod. You know, so our duties towards our brother to show love, amen, now have to step forward more than anything. What we have to step forward with it. Amen. All right, you know, we always stretch our minds here at Doctrine of Truth, let you see all four angles of a situation. Amen. We're running out of time. We don't want to hold anyone, miss anyone. Amen. But we want to be a help. amen, to one another. Iron sharpening iron. Amen. You can sharpen your brother and sisters that's in Christ. People accept Christ. They might be homeless. Amen. But they need a little love. They need a little love. Amen. You can go to the homeless people. Amen. The ones that need food, they'd be glad to hear your message. But you should have to be able to share. All right. All right. Let's push one on the phone to those that have a comment, a dream, a song. Amen. A poem. Amen. Concerning, amen, outdated churches. Amen. It could be, we might, all right, okay. Here we are at 754-7506. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I just have a couple of comments. It came to me, with love and kindness, that's how we draw people. And also we have to remember that we have to follow peace with all men. Follow peace, because sometimes people are, they don't come because they're holding unforgiveness. And we have to learn how to do what the words say. The words say forgive. So if I'm not coming, maybe I have an ought against somebody or something, but that's where the word comes in. We must forgive one another. We must not spread discord among the brethren. So you have to look at it like that. They have to follow the word. If they're not willing to follow the word, if God say forgive your brethren, we have to forgive our brethren. It shouldn't have to take a year or 2 years for somebody offended you in the church and you're not coming back. Something is wrong there. When God tells us daily, we must forgive our brethren from the heart.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. That's a whole different, that's a good subject there. And church hurt. Exactly, that's mm-hmm. very good. I mean, we have to forgive. We have to forgive and let it go. And let it go. Amen. All right, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We had another call and another caller, area code 561-1413. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that. The church is the same for now and forevermore. Come to Jesus. He'll give you what you've been searching for. But I want to comment on the sister's comment that she made. I know it's for another subject, but I love what she said, and I want to add this. Repent for the remission of your sins. Allow the King of glory to come in. For the wages of sin, you know it is death. If God don't shorten the time, no souls will be left in the land all over the world. I'm talking to every man, woman, and girl, and this is the same message John said. Repent. Good God. God bless y'all.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and all you on time. Even if it's all a part of the subject, amen, because there's some nuts and bolts that we need to tighten up, amen, to keep the car running. Amen. Change oil, put new tires on the car. Amen. There's certain things that over a long period of time, you get wore down. Amen. Those of you that have been in the ministry a long time, you understand. We're dealing with people. We're not dealing with things and amen that move right away. We're dealing with people. Amen. And you know, when you deal with people, you have to be very cautious and amen, of being aware and approach in a loving way. All right, we're running close to our prayer time. We can take two more callers. Amen. If you have something to say, we don't want to hinder, amen, your call, because it might be good for someone to hear. We thank God for all of you in the studio. Amen. We try to stay on the cutting edge, amen, in this broadcast to bring out things that the enemy might be, he always out there making accusations, amen, every night. We're having a court in heaven, amen, and the devil bringing up accusations against you, against God's work and Jesus' work, amen, and Jesus is our lawyer. He sits on the right-hand side, and amen, he pleading our case every day, amen. He knows what's going on, amen, here on earth and in you, amen, but the enemy, he always bring up lies, not only down here, amen, but according to the brethren, amen, Peter and Timothy, amen, he always bringing accusations against the body of Christ. All right, you got to know your enemy. Know your enemy. amen, know, amen, what he brings up with the problems, amen. A lot of time it's not you, amen. We don't fight against flesh and blood. It's not against your neighbor, your employee, or your supervisor, amen. Paul said in Ephesians, we don't fight against flesh and blood, amen. So don't get frustrated and give up and throw in the towel. Go pick that towel up, amen. Wash it, clean it up, knowing that, amen. Don't give the enemy the glory. Amen. It's God. God got all the power. That's what the Holy Spirit, he give us the power. He give us the authority and strength. Lord, we're not letting no more on you that you can't bear. Amen. We're all right. We can get two more callers. Amen. You can press one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, should we continue to talk to others about Christ? Should we continue to talk to others about Jesus Christ? Amen. Should we continue to talk to other people? Amen. The world got millions of people. I don't know how many in your community or your city. Amen. It's more than that 5 or 10 that you meet all the time. Come visit my church. Come visit my church. The world is full of people. Full of people. Sometimes I ran across men and women that have never heard of a Bible. Their parents don't allow, amen, the word going in the house religion. Some don't have time for it. I witnessed to a lady, and I was talking about the church, and she said, what you talking about? And she never heard. She was so wrapped up in life, trying to survive. But you cannot leave Jesus out of survival. Amen. He is, if you're not, you'll perish. John 3:16 said, you'll perish. You have to have him in our survival. He is our survival. He is all in all, and he wants to be talked to. Amen. God wants to be consulted. That's why he gave us vocal cords. Amen. All right. You can press one on your phone. We're working it down now. Amen. And we always try to get as many calls as we can. All right, 954-4427. You're on the air.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Bishop. You know, this is the church outdated. You know, that's all according to the leadership in the church. You know, when you bring the people together, you're supposed to keep the word fluent, keep it so that it can stay. Paul said that he would be all things to people. He'll come where you at. In order to lead you to the gospel, he'll come where you are. He's not going to get there and indulge in what you're doing, but he's going to come where you at in order to lead you to Christ. So that's where the church is today, not to change to conform to the people, but to change, to come to the people where they're at so that they can be brought to Christ.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good, very good. Paul said, in Roman, I do like the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
He got upset with Paul. He cut all his hair off, and said, "Is that the gentleman that was outside of Jerusalem there? That's what he." Amen. He got the crowd in the uproar. Amen. That's right. Exactly. Very good. All right. Let me take another message here. Anybody have another short comment or like to make a comment? Amen. Because we're getting close to prayer time. Amen. We like to always pray out to all those that are listening. Amen. You're not here by mistake. Amen. But we try to always iron sharpening iron. In other words, we want to stretch our biblical thinking. Amen. And maybe God has been running across your mind of certain things. Then when you hear two or three people talk about it, amen, then you can be more confident and say, oh, that's what the Lord really dealing with me about. I was too busy to think about that, but that is true. Amen. Our day and time, our ministers, we have to be careful. Amen. We do have families. We can get wrapped up so much. Amen. Running after God. We're even running after our careers. People can run. Amen. You can outrun everything that's important to you to help keep you together. Your home. Amen. And first, God first. God will not lead you. A fellowship with God will not run you away from your home. He will not have you destroy your home and your life and your health. Amen. You have to slow down. Slow down. Amen. I know he said in the book of Revelation, I'd rather that you be hot or cold. He was talking to the church. He said, "Whether you be hot or cold, amen. But if you be lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth." So the Lord know how to adjust you. Amen. He know how to adjust, amen, your living. Amen. So that's what the one thing about having a church home. Brothers can come together. We can come together and sit down and talk or listen to the leader. Amen. And the Holy Spirit working, amen, among us. Amen. The messages and the songs and the prayers. Amen. It feeds our inner man. It feeds the spirit man. All right. We get ready now to have prayer for all of the listeners. Those of you who blog talk the first time, Doctrine of Truth, you can always go back. Amen. We're getting ready to have prayer in the next minute. I remember when I first started the ministry, amen, and my mentor told me, he said, you need three things. And I looked at him, and you know, I said, well, I got the church, the Bible, to myself. I was kind of speaking to myself, and he said, no. He said, you need a good wife, you need a good doctor, and you need a good lawyer. And, you know, being young in Christ, amen. I said, I got the Holy Ghost. I got God. I got Jesus. But he was speaking the long term. Amen. With more experience while we live in this world. Amen. We need one another. Amen. God told even Adam, you need a helpmate. Amen. So it's important that we observe all the continents of God, all the rules of the land. Amen. The enemy will try to say that you don't need this, you don't need that, amen, or you need these extra things, but no. The fellowship and praying with God, amen, through his Holy Spirit, he'll lead and guide you to the right answer. All right, now we're going to start prayer. We're going to start prayer for those that are listening. Thank God for it. Amen. Now we're going to go to 954, I think 4427. We're at area code 305. 4271. Area code 305-4271. Hello? All right, see, we have a difficulty there. Amen. We'll go back up to 954. Go right ahead. 4427.
Father God, we thank you for the broadcast tonight. And thank you for the saints who will come on and share, Lord God, with us, that iron will sharpen iron. Help us, Lord God, to continue to join together on this broadcast, that we might strengthen one another in faith, that we may increase, Lord God, our spiritual walk. Help us, Lord God, to get understanding and wisdom through this broadcast. We pray, Father God, that the gospel never change in us, but increase our faith. That we would be witness to Father God, to your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Maybe one short prayer. We can have another short prayer. Amen. One more short prayer. All right. 954-44. All right. One more short prayer. Okay. All right. God bless you. Continue to pray for one another. The gospel never changed. The gospel never changed. Amen. Yes, the world is changing, but that message about Jesus loving you and he is going to save you, he died. He's not going to die no more. He already died on the cross. We just have to accept what he did. Amen. Amen. Everything is already done. We just have to accept him. Amen. Buildings will change. People might change. Amen. But the message of the gospel will never change. God bless you. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that listen to us tonight, today, wherever they might be listening at any time. Amen. Increase their faith and bless them. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Hear many more messages, go to blogtalkradioamen.com and look up Doctrine of Truth. blogtalkradio.com and look up Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole, and you have a many, many more years of broadcast to be. and you can put them on and listen to it for them. God bless you. We love you until next time. Blessing be always be with you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.